Jesus, we worship God with joy in our hearts as we are reminded of the words the angel said on that first Christmas day, "Behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all the people." Our scripture today is John 15, 9-11. I love you just as the Father loves me. Remain so. If you're scared of that, please don't stay away. He loves us, so, you know.
Yeah.
And it's God's words he's talking about.
I promise not to have one sermon either. Morning, family. Merry Christmas. Almost Christmas. Shall we pray? O Lord our God, we gather together today to give you thanks and to praise your greatness. We ask that you open our ears so that we may hear your voice. Open our minds that we may receive your eternal wisdom. Open our spirits so that we may know your leading and your guidance. Open our hearts so that we may receive your wonderful love. Amen. Turn our attention to God's holy word. 1 through 13. If I speak in the tongue of men, can you everybody hear me? Yes, okay. Or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast but do not have love, I have nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child, and I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now, these three things remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13, in particular, 1 Corinthians 4 through 8a, is without a doubt one of the more popular portions of Scripture. It's often read at weddings, and imperfectly summarizes the power, characteristics, and the importance of love. Love is a topic that is at the core of the Christian gospel. Love, as described in 1 Corinthians 13, is best understood as a way of life lived in the imitation of Jesus Christ that is focused not on oneself, but on others and their good. Love is about action, how a person lives for the Lord and obeys him by serving others. God's love for mankind is evident, and Christ's call for believers to replicate that love is at the core of living an authentically gospel-driven Christian life. Paul is describing agape love, an unconditional love that only God can really give. Agape is the caring, self-sacrifice commitment which shows itself in seeking the highest good of the one loved. Jesus, in his sacrificial death on the cross, is clearly the epitome and the embodiment of that love. Agape love may involve emotion, but it always involves action. Agape love is unrestricted, unrestrained, and unconditional. When we look at Corinthians 1 through 3, the first three verses, everything in the verses are good things. Tongues are good, prophecy is good, knowledge is good, faith is good, sacrifice is good. Love is so valuable, so important, though, that apart from it, every other good thing is useless. Love is superior to spiritual gifts in and of themselves. Paul said, the Corinthians were enamored with spiritual gifts, particularly the gift of tongues. Paul reminds them that even the gift of tongues is meaningless without love. The tongues of angels has been suggested that that is how God communicates to us in a nonverbal way. The Corinthian Christians missed the motive and the goal of the gifts, trying to make them on their own. Paul brings them back to the importance of love. First John 4:16 tells us God is love, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. Let's reread verses, you don't have to do this, Peg.
Okay.
Verses 4 through 8a and replace the word love with God. God is patient, God is kind, God avoids envy, God doesn't boast, God is not proud. God isn't self-seeking. God honors people. God isn't easily angered. God keeps no wrong record of wrongs. He rejoices with the truth. God always protects. God always trusts. God always hopes, always perseveres. Four more things that love is. Love is strong, believing, hopeful, and enduring. Charles Spurgeon called these four virtues love's four sweet companions. In love, God does not trust, does not force himself on anyone. Those who come to him do so in response to his love. In love, God shows kindness to all. In love, Jesus went about doing good to everyone without partiality. In love, Jesus did not covet what others had. Instead, he lived a humble life without complaint. In love, Jesus did not brag about who he was in the flesh, though he could have easily overpowered anyone he came in contact with. In love, Jesus willingly obeyed his Father in heaven unto death. In love, Jesus always sought out ways to look out for the interest of others. The greatest expression of God's love is communicated in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. In 1 John 4:9, we're told this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. We can see from these verses that it is God's greatest desire that we join him in heaven and be with him for eternity. Jesus made that way possible by dying for our sin. He loves us because he chose to do so as an act of his will. So what does it mean that God is love? Love is an attribute of God. Love is a core piece of God's character. Everything God does is loving, just as everything he does is just and right. God is the perfect example of true love. The coolest part about God's love is that we don't have to wait till we get to heaven to have it. He loves us right now, as we are, in this moment, at this time, without condition or hesitation. 1 John 3:1 tells us, see what great love the Father has lavished us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. Zephaniah 3:17 promises, the Lord your God is with you. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. We are so blessed. Pope Francis said, God never gives someone a gift they are not capable of receiving. If he gives us the gift of Christmas, it is because we all have the ability to understand and receive it. Josephine Jascom Bacon said, remember this December, the love weighs more than gold. In verses 8 through 12, Paul is describing love is permanent. The spiritual gifts we receive will end either with Jesus returning or when we go to heaven. The gifts of the Holy Spirit will be overshadowed by the immediate presence of Jesus. Face of faith is the unhindered fellowship with God. There will be no more barriers to our relationship with God. There will be only love. 1 Corinthians 13:13, and now these three things remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. This promise is greater than God's promise to give us everything we need in this life. It is the guarantee that we will know God as well as he knows us. Scripture directs us to put our hope in the expectation of what will happen. When we go to heaven, we won't need faith anymore. Love is greater than faith and hope because it will last forever. Love is greater because without it, acts of faith and hope are empty and fruitless. Love is the greatest because it will continue to grow throughout eternity. God is love and always will be love. One last point. The word translated as remain is the same word as abide. As believers, the Spirit of Christ is with us always, and with him comes vibrant faith, hope, and love living within us. Wherever we go, we have access to these qualities. Let us shine light into the darkness of the world. Remember that God loves us so much, he gave us the gift of his Son. Christmas is love. I pray that you will feel God's love during this holiday season and beyond. Talk to him. Read his book. He longs to share with you all the great things he has planned for you. In closing, I have a Christmas-style Corinthians 13 to share. It was written by author Sharon James. She wrote it with the hope that it will help us keep the focus on Jesus and remember to invite the honored guests to his birthday celebration. If I decorate my house perfectly with lovely plaid bows, strands or twinkling lights and shiny glass balls, but do not show love to my family, I'm just another decorator. If I slave away in the kitchen, baking dozens of Christmas cookies, preparing gourmet meals, and arranging a beautifully adorned table at mealtime, but do not show love to my family, I'm just another cook. If I work at the soup kitchen, caroling the nursing home, and give all that I have to charity, but do not show love to my family, it profits me nothing. If I trim the spruce with shimmering angels and crocheted snowflakes, attend a myriad of holiday parties, and sing in the choir of cantata, but do not focus on Christ, I have missed the point. Love stops the cooking to hug the child. Love sets aside the decorating to kiss the husband. Love is kind, though harried and tired. Love doesn't envy another home that has coordinated Christmas china and table linens. Love doesn't yell at the kids to get out of the way. Love doesn't give only to those who are able to give in return, but rejoices in giving to those who can. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails. Video games will break. Pearl necklaces will be lost. Golf clubs will rust, but giving the gift of love will endure. Christmas is love. As we sing our last song, if anybody feels led or has a need for prayer, feel free to come forward for a word of prayer. I'll pray with you if you will come forward.